Coach really made a point to talk about the guys who are back here for a second year again going through this and how beneficial it is not only for you guys but the example that you're setting for these young guys. Just from your perspective, can you just kind of comment on that?
Yeah, you know, last year we had a lot of great guys, you know, me being a rookie, and then those guys like Easy, and some other guys that came out were really helpful in the progression for me as a player. And so, you know, I guess for me, it's kind of trying to give back to help some of those guys, you know, pick up the playbook a little bit quicker, give them some of the quirks, things that help me, and just, you know, going out and competing. You know, there's a big, Coach talked about making a big transition from your first year to your second year. So me being a second year player, that's kind of what I'm looking to do. So.
And he really commented about the conditioning. And, you know, how much did you learn from last year? Coming back, he said that the second year guys are in just such better shape and kind of know the drill versus, and not that it's their fault. But
Right. Yeah, it's no fault of their own. And he talks about that a lot. But it's just, it's a little bit different than college. You know, we have a big, you know, your teams go out and y'all condition together. And now it's kind of a little bit more on your own. And so it's been really beneficial for me to be here working out with Fitz and some of the other guys that has allowed me to get in great shape, and as the whole receiving staff really is. And I could tell yesterday was a big test for me because I was excited to be at rookie minicamp because it allowed me to get some reps and figure out where I am conditioning level-wise. So it was a good opportunity. I really, you know, enjoyed being out there, and as I will today. So, yeah.
Can you kind of give us your mindset now heading into this season? Last year, of course, you know, everyone kind of pulling for you. You made the team. You were able to spend some time here. Just as you approach this year, kind of what are your hopes, goals?
You know, I think just be a contributor, be a guy that the team can count on in whatever role that may be. You know, obviously I would like to set my standards higher this year and try to make the 53. But, you know, coaches always talks about knowing your role and being out there and being somebody that we can count on. And so, and for me, that's just what I'm trying to do. You know, got to come in here every day, work hard, figure out the routine that works, and go out and be an effective player on the field. And I think a lot of that starts with continuing to learn from the veterans. You know, you see JJ here every day, and he's working out, and he's getting better. And now we have a veteran like Nate Washington and Cecil. And so, you know, there's guys that you continue to learn from and try and work and strive towards being players like them. But at the end of the day, I got to continue to focus on the things that I can get better at. And those areas, I just got to continue to move forward with them.
What's the biggest thing you can tell these young kids or piece of advice you can give them in these early days as far as what will benefit them the most in the long run, whether it's in the meeting rooms, on the field, or whatever they need to be doing these first couple of days?
Oh, goodness. You know, you really just have to soak it all in. It comes at you fast, and sometimes it's overwhelming. But you just have to be mentally tough and know that the Lord gave you a body that you can do anything with. You just have to convince your mind, essentially, that you can do it. And so I think a lot of these young guys are being tested mentally and obviously physically, and they just have to continue to push forward and know that they're capable. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here, and the coaching staff believes in them. And sometimes it's hard because you may not get that criticism or critiquing or that feedback that you're looking for, but you just got to continue. And you know, it talks about, we have signs in here that say grasp the opportunity, and I think that's a very good testament to what they have to do, because you never know when it's going to come. You know, it may be three plays you get in a scrimmage or in a preseason game, and you have to take advantage of it and make the most of it. So
what was last year like for you? You know, I mean, you had a nice camp. You know, you stuck with the team for a while, you get cut, but then you come back to this team, you're on the practice team the whole year, and on and on. What was that season like for you?
It was a good learning experience. You know, you set your sights on making an NFL roster when you get done with college, and I think it was a step forward for me. It was, like I said, a learning curve, and so, you know, I'm just trying to build off of it, put it in the past, but build off of it, and make the transition from a first-year player into a second-year player, and use those things that I learned to make this year a little bit easier.
Where do you want to improve? Where do you feel like, okay, if I can work on these things, maybe that gets me that next level in this league?
You know, I think a lot of times you come out of college and you overlook special teams. I knew coming in that special teams was, you know, you hear the coaches talk about, you got to be on special teams, you have to be on special teams, because there's only 53 guys. I mean, you know, you have six receivers in the room, so you have to find value in being on a team in other areas than just receiver. So I think just having a valuable spot as far as the entire team, you know, obviously not defense. I mean, if they put me out there, then go for it. But special teams, you know, is a key spot that I need to improve on, I think, to give myself the best opportunity. And at receiver, you just got to keep working on your craft. And, you know, I watch DJ. You know, he's a phenomenal route runner. Keyshawn, I mean, all the guys are. But, you know, learn from the veterans, continue to do so. And but I think special teams is the biggest area I'd like to improve on.
Is your goal this season to make the 53? Or
you know, you always – I think – I don't think you – it would be honest if I said, you know, I'm going to – I just want to make the practice squad. You know, you everybody wants to come in and make the 53. And so I think moving from – last year's progression of making a practice squad. I think this year, yeah, essentially be make the active 53. And if that doesn't happen, you know, there's still room for improvement on the practice squad, but you just have to take the opportunities. You know, once again, you just never can tell. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I'm kind of looking forward to this season. So.